Now, will you notice, that's all preliminary as we come now into this chapter here, because I want us to look at it. He says in verse 1 of chapter 3, "My brethren, be not many teachers." Now, you notice, not masters, but teachers, "knowing that we shall receive the greater judgment." Now, that's very important, by the way, to note that he's saying here that the teacher has a greater responsibility. And the reason for that is that there is a grave danger in the mouth of teaching today and teaching the wrong thing. I am absolutely amazed, I'm overwhelmed at the way so many Christian folk are falling for all kinds of teaching that has to do with, well, some have to do with prophecy. They fall for most anything. All you need is a glib tongue. Then there are those that fall for all kinds of methods today and cults and isms. And yet these people are actually, as far as the total word of God is concerned, they are absolutely ignorant. And that's my reason for saying, and I rejoice in these home Bible classes. I think they have filled a real vacuum that existed today. But I find that some of them are teaching all kinds of vagaries, giving a wrong interpretation. And they need to know more of the Word of God than they seem to have. And it has ministered to a great deal of conceit and pride on the part of many of these teachers. A young fellow that I had the privilege of leading to Christ, he has gone off on a tangent. I tried to get him to study the Word. He did not. And now he started a class, but he's very glib of tongue. And someone that was in his class went to him and said to him, "Did you know that what you've taught is contrary to most of the Bible teachers, and especially the man that led you to the Lord?" And he said, "Who's that?" And then the party told him who it was. And he said, "Oh, McGee?" He said, "Well, maybe he needs to correct his theology." Well, frankly, I think maybe I do. I'm amazed. The more I study the Word of God, the thing that discourages me, it reveals my ignorance, not my knowledge. And I want to tell you, I feel like I've got a long way to go. But this young man reminds me of what one preacher said about a young one that started out. They said he seems to be very proud. This man said, "Yes, he thinks he's the fourth person of the Trinity." Well, I'm afraid that it develops that. The tongue is very dangerous because he's saying here, "My brethren, be not many teachers." That is, don't think that the minute you're saved that you can start a Bible class and teach the book of Revelation, knowing that we shall receive the greater judgment. Now, I frankly feel like I'm more responsible than some other Christian might be. And I don't think I'm as responsible as someone else. The more opportunity you have to give out the Word of God, the more that you are responsible.